If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
Committee poised to make Trump referral.
I think there's sufficient evidence to charge the president.
Terrifying turbulence.
The plane shook. It went into a sudden drop.
Twitter poll on Elon Musk.
He realizes that people don't like him.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. In just a few hours, the House committee investigating the Capitol attack is expected to vote on recommending criminal charges against former President Donald Trump. Here's CBS's Scott McFarlane.
Votes on criminal referrals against former President Trump are expected midday at this final public meeting of the House Select January 6th committee. The possible charges to be referred would be obstruction of an official proceeding, conspiracy, and over the weekend, one committee member discussed the possibility of a charge of incitement of an insurrection. A criminal referral, though, is not binding on the Justice Department. It's just that, a recommendation.
And CBS's Robert Costa reports on testimony from Michael Flynn.
Until now, the committee has only released snippets of Flynn's deposition, but CBS News has obtained new audio files that reveal more, including that he was questioned about whether he pressured defense and intelligence officials.
Did you have any conversations with any current or former officials at the Office of the Director of National Intelligence regarding election fraud?
During the deposition, Flynn was pressed on whether he contacted a then top intelligence official, Ezra Cohen.
Did you tell him
Flynn's alleged contact with a top Pentagon official came under the spotlight, too. Former federal prosecutor Scott Fredrickson says the committee's line of questioning tells us something about the potential scope of the investigation.
This is not the kind of stuff they just kind of pull out of a hat. One, I think, could reasonably assume some other witness or witnesses are telling them that they had these kinds of conversations. That's a stunning revelation.
36 people of the 288 on board a Hawaiian Airlines flight from Phoenix to Honolulu were hurt when the jet hit wicked turbulence. Here's CBS's Carter Evans.
Do we have any change of medical personnel?
That plea for help from flight attendants just moments after a terrorizing ordeal on board Hawaiian Airlines Flight 35.
My life flashed before my eyes. I was scared.
The plane hit severe turbulence, which sent some passengers flying out of their seats.
The plane shook and then it went into a sudden drop.
Kaylee Reyes said her mom had just sat down after using the restroom when the turbulence started.
She hit the ceiling and she hit the floor.
Photos show damage to the inside cabin with overhead panels missing, a cracked ceiling, and debris thrown across the floor.
We did see patients with head injuries. At least one, I believe, was for a time rendered unconscious.
Paramedics treated 36 people who were injured on the flight, ranging from 14 months old to adults, 11 of them in serious condition.
Forecasters say a major storm system could foul up holiday travel plans later on this week. The Weather Channel's Stephanie Abrams says we'll see everything from heavy rain to snow and temperatures plunging below freezing.
It's going to be dangerously cold with our wind chill values 40 to 50 below in portions of the northern plains. It all gets going today. Wednesday spreads south. Friday all the way down to the Gulf Coast. Don't feel left out, though, if you live from Miami to Maine, because this cold air will get to you as we head into our Saturday. Then look at the storm system associated with this cold air. It is going to be cranking out the wind, the rain, the snow for our Thursday, Friday, even into our Saturday.
The backlash has been loud after Twitter announced that users will no longer be able to link Facebook, Instagram, Mastodon, and other platforms the company described as prohibited. That prompted owner Elon Musk to say no more major policy changes would be made without an online survey. One question he asked was, should he remain head of Twitter? 57.5% of accounts said he should step down.
No matter who he ends up picking as a new CEO, that person is still going to be reporting to him, right? He's still the owner of Twitter. The buck will stop with him.
CNET's Ian Schur, even before all of this, Musk indicated someone else would eventually run Twitter day to day.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
There were multiple drone strikes before dawn today in Ukraine's capital, Kyiv. Firefighters tend to a power utility. Ukraine says its forces shot down a majority of the 24 exploding drones. Today is St. Nicholas Day in Ukraine, the traditional start of the holiday season. Canadian police say five people were shot and killed in a condo outside Toronto.
There was one suspect, one shooter involved here, and that person is deceased after the interaction with our officers. So we are obviously continuing to work our way through, but we don't have anything to suggest that there was any additional suspect.
That constable says there's no word on a possible motive. One other person was wounded. Now to the southern border, CBS's Omar Villafranca's following developments says this week Title 42 is due to expire, the pandemic policy that allowed migrants to be expelled at once. A recent surge in people could continue to grow.
The desperate scene has spilled into downtown El Paso. Shelters are at capacity and city blocks are lined with huddled masses. More than 1,000 people are estimated to be sleeping outside in sub-freezing temperatures. Sebastian is a social worker from Colombia. He says he received death threats from gang members and was told by authorities that they couldn't guarantee his family's protection. So he fled with his wife and 11-month-old daughter. The Biden administration has been scrambling for solutions.
Former FTX CEO Sam Bankman-Fried is expected in court today in the Bahamas, and reports say he's likely to reverse his decision to contest his extradition to the United States. The former cryptocurrency mogul was indicted on fraud charges last week. Well, the party lasted through the night in Buenos Aires. After Argentina won its third World Cup championship, penalty kicks settled the thrilling match with defending champ France. For 35-year-old star Lionel Messi, who had two goals, his first time hoisting the World Cup.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
A piece of Hollywood history is on the move.
The original mechanical model from Steven Spielberg's E.T. the Extraterrestrial has sold for $2.5 million at auction in Hollywood. Created by Italian special effects master Carlo Rambaldi in 1981, pre-modern CGI technology, the apparatus features 85 points of movement. It required 12 professional animators to make those adorable big eyes blink and the nose, mouth, neck, and the rest of the creature look real. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
He has done it! 62!
The ball Yankees slugger Aaron Judge hit for his American League record 62nd home run is sold for $1.5 million at auction. The buyer's identified as a prominent Midwestern businessman and collector. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast. I'm here with my producer, Becca. Becca, what can people expect on the podcast?
The extended moments, for sure.
Where can people get that?
On the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
I use the internet.
Survivor's back, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. And we have a twist, a new co-host, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
Hi!
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.